says it's on. Okay. Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I've written four books. The first, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt, where I talk about how I survived a domestic violence situation where I was married for 19 years, and I raised four children, and From the Soul of a Woman is my story. Next, I have Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. You know, when you're going through situations in your life, you know, people always look from the outside and say, well, I don't know how you went through this. I wouldn't go through that. But you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. And third, Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. In this story, I have two of my children that wrote chapters in the book and talked about how they survived while watching the abuse, and now they got their college degrees. One owns a home, and they're doing excellent. So they share their testimony in that. So that is a must-read for those of you that have young children, and especially since the school year is starting back, that you need to get that for your children that may be facing peer pressure. And then Unlimited Possibilities, The Roadmap to Restoration. We're going through so many different things in our life, but I tell you, God is a God of unlimited possibilities. And I thank you all for joining me tonight. And, you know, for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about health issues. 90 for Life is the product that we utilize here that I've been using for the last few months. And I have with me Eloise Frazier on the line. Eloise, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Parker.
How are you this evening?
I'm here and I'm excited.
I tell you what, I'm so excited too about all the things that the Lord has been doing for us and through us, because one of the things about Hot Topics from the Soul is we want to enlighten the community on different issues and different things that are going on in the community. And one of the things that we're all facing, and know people that are facing, the health issues.
Definitely. Our society and our way of living has brought us all to the hospital, because we have discovered through our longevity that the soil is depleted of minerals. This has been documented in Senate Document 264, and you can Google it, that our farmlands have been depleted of essential minerals. And this document dates back to 1936. And there's no such thing as eating right. If the minerals aren't in the soil where the food is grown, they are not in our foods. And plants cannot make minerals. Only God can make minerals. So if the soil is depleted, we can see why we have so many diseases, because they've proven that every disease is linked to a mineral deficiency. So Dr. Wallach has studied over 29,000 autopsies of people who died of natural causes. And he sees a mineral deficiency in every natural death. So he has said our body needs no less than 90 essential nutrients so we can fight against these diseases. And he also says that all birth defects are linked to a mineral deficiency. So we have a lot of work to do, and we have the information that we'd like to share with you. So you can always check to Valerie's website, and she'll give you her website, and you can Google that and see what we are talking about. But we can give you some information tonight as we go along in this part of the program. So back over to you, Dr. Parker.
Okay, Eloise, one of the things that oppositions that people face are stress and anxiety attacks, and the children are going back to school, and one of the things is parents are easy to listen to some of the things that the teachers talk about regarding medicating our children, and that's one of the things that I've been against. When my children were in school, and especially one of my son, who is now a teacher, he was going to drop out of school in eighth grade. And the reason he was going to drop out of school was because he was bored in the classroom. He said that the teacher he seemed to know more about the teacher than the teacher when they were progressing. So it was a problem for him keeping focus and, you know, connecting with the class. So therefore, he used to play around. And I know a lot of parents can identify with this and how their kids, it's not the fact that they're dumb or they don't want to learn. A lot of times it's because they are very smart individuals and they need to be cultivated and be able to communicate, creative ways to communicate how to get their lessons finished. So that my son, the one that is a teacher now, he was going to drop out of school in eighth grade, and I was having such a hard time with him because we had went through a divorce. I had four children. I have four children. We had went through a divorce, and it was so traumatic on him, and he just acted out. And the teachers were like, well, you need to do something with him, and they wanted me to take him to the psychologist to get psychological evaluating. Then they wanted to say, you know, take him to the doctor because he needs to be medicated, because what he would do sometimes is have his pencil, and he would just be flipping it, and then he'd just be anxious, you know, in the seat, just be twisting and just wouldn't be still in class. But it was because he was bored. And right now, they label the children and say that they need to be medicated. So we have a lot of our children sitting in class doped up because of the medications that the teachers and the doctors have prescribed or said that our children needed, instead of, you know, communicating, which is one of the things that we must do when it concerns our young people. We cannot just send them out to school, have them come back, you know, just like a revolving door. We don't communicate to find out what's going on with them in school. We don't find out what's going on with their work. A lot of times it's because the parents don't understand the schoolwork, because I look at my granddaughter's work that she brings home, and I'm like, I can't do some of the stuff that they do. So education is a whole new dynamic going on right now. So I can understand the parents, like, well, you know, not wanting to be involved with the kids' schoolwork sometime because of the fact that they don't know how to do it and they don't want the child to know that they can't. So
it is a challenge now to help.
Yes, it's very challenging now, and if I have some educators that are on the line, if you can press 1, I'll cue you up so that you can be a part of this conversation here. But it is indeed a challenge in this dispensation of life that we're living in. We're ever changing, we're ever evolving, things are always different. But the thing is, what does not change is communication. We must communicate with our children. We must stay connected to them, because they don't have an outlet to communicate with. They gravitate to people that are listening, and a lot of times those that are listening to them are actually predators, not sexual predators, but I mean predators where they're wanting to snatch the dreams and the goals away from our young people, get them so distracted till they can't stay focused on what their purpose in life is. And this is where we must step up and step in as parents and say, no, we're not going to allow this to happen, not to my child. So getting back to nutritional values and our children going back to school, we must make sure that they have proper nutrients. We must make sure we have proper nutrients, and we must feed them in the morning. Don't send them out to school with a Pop-Tart. You don't send them out to school with sugar, and because it's a problem. Mm-hmm. It's a problem, and it will continue to be a problem if we don't do something about it. So as far as nutrition and things, what would you recommend to the parents, Eloise, as it relates to nutritional for the children, nutrition?
Yeah, we have a wonderful product called Cherry Mints. And the kids love this product. It's a liquid. It has 77 plant-derived colloidal minerals, and you can get it in the cherry flavor. It's affordable. It's just $20.50 for a bottle, and that should last a child about 3 weeks. And this cherry mints will help them with their focus. It will help them feel better. It will help them with their endurance. You know, our children face so many challenges now with the way they learn. They have the games that they master. They have the TV. They have all these things. So now when they get to the classroom, the teacher is slow. Unless the teacher can engage them, you know, it's hard for them to sit and listen. And then when they're bored, because our boys learn differently than the girls. And I have a teacher who's an educator, a friend who's an educator. And I said, how is it that the kids all start out eager to learn? They're eager to learn. And then by the time they hit 9 years old, they're just so disillusioned because they're not getting the mentoring from the teachers. I feel that they should do mentoring for those kids. I think they should give them a vision board, because when kids have a vision, they perform better. And when they're minerals are right, they're better. You know, I've been looking over what Dr. Wallach says, and he says blood sugar imbalances, it contributes to ADD, ADHD, bedwetting, depression. You know, eventually it leads to diabetes. It gives learning disabilities. It gives headaches. It gives moodiness. So cut back on the sugars. Don't give them the cereal in the morning. Give them a soft-boiled egg. Because the egg will feed the brain. Within an hour of rising, they should have protein for the brain, because otherwise the brain will start looking for protein within itself. So give them soft-boiled egg. Dr. Wallach pushes the egg because the egg is so good for everything. The egg is a complete food. And give them a little salt in the egg. Give them a little bit of fruit. Back where I grew up in the Caribbean, we would eat what we had for dinner, sometimes for breakfast. That, and they said that's even better. You know, leftover meat, leftover, where we had plantains, leftover, different vegetables. So even that is a better meal than the sugary cereal that you give the kids. So I recommend the cherry mints. That's very affordable. And then if you want to go with more, you get some calcium for them. And we have Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is all 115 fruit and vegetables in that. It's 130-plus nutrients. So that's $48.50, and that would last a child maybe for 6 weeks. So they're getting good nutrition, and their mind will be more focused. And if we can get it to the teachers, oh, yes, we can change the world. I hand it over back to you, Valerie.
Excellent. And what about giving them like normal foods and stuff for breakfast and that, because we'll have people just giving the children supplements and not giving them real food.
Yeah, it's a challenge for the breakfast food because, you know, everything has sugar in it. So if you can do the homemade oatmeal, or you make them homemade cornmeal, you know, with whole milk. Now we have organic milk, and we always push the eggs and some fruit. And that should be enough, and with a supplement to drink because it's in liquid form, you know, that should take them all the way to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So we got to pay attention to the breakfast foods because the cereals have too many sugars, and that's not a good source of nutrition for the kids. So you got to do the eggs, you got to do some homemade oatmeal, toast, you know, things that you can make yourself so you can cut back on the sugar. And as I said, even the stuff you had for dinner, you bring it forward to breakfast, you know, to get in the habit of eating that would be fine. Because when they do the sugar, then, you know, for some people, sugar reacts like alcohol, so they get, you know, the behavior pattern change and they can't pay attention by the time they get into the classroom. So breakfast is important. Don't let them miss breakfast. And again, I'm pushing the egg, even if you have leftover fish. You know, some form of protein, that's more important than putting the starches and the sugar in them for breakfast.
Okay. Well, what about when they say the eggs, because I know one of the things that Dr. Wallach says is that you can't eat enough eggs, but what about the eggs when we're told that it has too much cholesterol?
Huh. We go back and forth on the eggs. Well, 75% of the kid's brain is cholesterol. We need cholesterol for all the hormones in the body. And the fact that the body produces cholesterol, it means that we need cholesterol. Now, we cannot produce all the cholesterol that we need, so we get it from the egg, which is a great source. We get it from the chicken and the different meats. Now, Dr. Wallace says if you can bring somebody who has had a heart attack because of cholesterol, he will pay $1 million. Because in all the autopsies he has done, nobody has ever had a heart attack because of cholesterol. And I have friends who are nurses that say people with low cholesterol, they know for real and for true that they have had heart attacks. People have had heart attacks with low cholesterol. He says when your triglycerides are high, it means there is something else going on in one of your organs. The doctor needs to check your kidneys or your liver when your cholesterol is out of control. But he says a good cholesterol range is all the way up to 240. This especially for the guys because they need more cholesterol. But for a kid, you know, you watch the fats, the bad fats that they eat, and something that's appalling that kids eat is whipped cream. Whipped cream is nothing but hydrogenated oil, which is a cancer-causing substance. Hydrogenated oil and sugar. That whipped cream, they should ban that thing. It's so dangerous. And kids eat so much of that stuff. So that could contribute to their high cholesterol. All the bad oils that we use, all the fried foods, those are the things that's causing all the problems. Dr. Wallace says it's the oils. It's not the eggs. He eats about 12 eggs a day. I eat about 6 eggs a day. My cholesterol is normal. I know people who eat 14 eggs a day. People with Alzheimer's, that's what we give them, 14 eggs a day to rebuild the brain because Alzheimer's and all those brain diseases are cholesterol deficiencies. So don't be afraid of eggs. Enjoy your eggs. Soft-boil your eggs. And even when you're going to fry your eggs and you're going to scramble the eggs, you can do it in water, pretend that the water is on, and at the end, then you can add some butter. He says, don't heat the butter because that's not good. So you do it in water, and then you add the butter at the end, and it's delicious. Over to you.
Well, thank you for that cooking tip there, because, you know, we've been told that that we eat butter and not the margarine, because the margarine is what's bad for you, but the butter is healthier. So that was a health tip that you gave as well. So
yes, butter is good. I've always loved butter. I've always had butter.
Mm-hmm. But now getting back to, like, say, things that the adults need to be eating when they're dealing with high blood pressure. Can you have high blood pressure and not be overweight?
Yes. I know people 95 pounds with high blood pressure. I know people with 95 pounds that have diabetes. People say, oh, it's fat people that have diabetes. Oh, no. Diabetes is a sugar imbalance, and it doesn't matter with the weight. It helps when you lose the weight because you're watching what you're eating. But high blood pressure, it runs around with a lot of people because there's so much stress in the society. And I discovered a nice thing today because Dr. Wallach said, you can drink coffee. That will help your blood pressure. Coffee. You know, everybody say coffee is bad. No. And I read in another magazine today, another health journal, they're saying now that coffee is good. It helps lower the blood pressure because it softens your arteries. So there's a plus for coffee. But high blood pressure is a silent killer. I had hypertension, and I didn't know I had high blood pressure. Every time I'd go to the doctor, my blood pressure was normal. But I was feeling in my body that there was something going on. There was something wrong. So I started tracking my blood pressure. Lo and behold, I was running like 153 over 120, 149 over 103. You know that's stroke time. But because I was on the minerals, I was not afraid. So I got a formula from Dr. Wallach, and within 3 weeks, my blood pressure is more on the normal side. I don't go over the hundreds with the lower points, but it's not where it used to be, but because I've had hardening of the arteries, that will take a while for it to soften up. But I have no fear about getting a stroke because I take my copper. I have no fear about getting a heart attack because I have my B vitamins in the formula he gave me. And then I'm using other plant minerals that's bringing everything down into compliance. So high blood pressure is, we can eradicate high blood pressure. We just have to pay attention and give up the fried foods, the fried chicken. Yeah, you can do it now and again, but not every week. The fried foods is the culprit with the high blood pressure and the stress. Yeah. So calcium is a big factor in helping to bring down the blood pressure because calcium helps your nerves. It relaxes you. You have to take it in the right formula. We have a liquid form, so that's 98% absorbable. And I take my calcium at night. It gives me a good sleep. It puts me in a better mood, and it has taken away all the aches and pains in the bones. So there's a lot to be said about calcium. So, you know, people with Bell's palsy, that's a calcium deficiency. Bone fractures, brittle nails, calcium deposits. Believe it or not, calcium deposits, it means that you're not getting enough calcium. Depression and the blood pressure, the insomnia, joint pains, kidney stones, all that, muscle cramps, spasms, twitches, calcium deficiencies. Your blood takes a long time to clot when your calcium is low. Receding gums, restless legs. It even retards growth when your calcium is low. And some people get vertigo. That's calcium deficiency. Neuralgia,
wow.
You know, tooth decay. Yeah, spinal stenosis. It's a lot of things that we need calcium for. A lot of functions. Your nerves. Could you imagine your nerves need calcium and then it regulates your blood pressure? So it's a big plus for calcium, and I love all the things we are learning and the fact that we have the products to correct the issues that we are facing in our community.
Well, I know I'm surprised at all the things that calcium does because, you know, growing up, you know, and even in my adult life, all of us say calcium is good for your bones, and the older you get, it helps you from not bending over, but had no idea that it was, you know, it supported blood pressure and insomnia and all these different things. And so the liquid calcium is the better product to purchase because it's more digestible. What's the difference between calcium tabs and the Arstaflex that's offered by Youngevity 90s for Life?
The liquid goes in easier, and all calcium is plant derived. Now you have all the calcium in the pill form, that you know they get it from rocks, they get it from coral. Dr. Wall said, if the sea cannot dissolve the coral, how is your stomach going to dissolve coral in 5 hours for you to get the calcium out of it? And then another friend says he has the porta potties in Florida. And they call it pill machines because they can see the pill in the porta potties. They can read of its centrum because it's passing right through. So as much as possible, get the liquid calcium. Now, remember they were prescribing the ones for that Sally Field was advertising, the Fosamax and those. And then now people's
right.
Jawbones are crumbling and people have ulcers and all kinds of things. So get to our liquid calcium. Ours is the best. No side effects.
Okay, the pill that Sally Fields was promoting on television on that commercial, it did have a lot of side effects, but this was a pill that you took once a month.
Once a month. Could you imagine once a month it was supposed to replace calcium? You're taking it for osteoporosis and osteoarthritis and all the degenerative bone diseases, and the pill didn't work. And then you couldn't lay down when you take the pill. You had to sit up for half an hour or hour. You had to walk. I was prescribed that pill before I came to Youngevity. And it did so much damage to my stomach. After 3 months, I had to get off of it. And thank God I did. Because look at all the other damage that it did to people. I know one lady, her hip bone, it made it so brittle. It just cracked. And then she fell. You know, so it gives you brittle bones because is not effective. Calcium is a chemical form that's not doing any good for the bones. So the best thing is liquid calcium that we have. We have calcium in a capsule that's easily digestible because the capsule is made from gelatin. So that dissolves easily. You have to look to see, you know, how your product is going to work because it only has 5 hours to go through your stomach. So, that's one reason why Dr. Wallach started this company, because he was looking for the best form of vitamins and minerals, and the other companies out there that he found, they were not producing the quality that he needed to get the results. So that's why he started Youngevity, and he's very particular that his products deliver what they say. He says if his face is on the bottle, whatever the bottle says that is in that product, it is in that product. And he even carries his products to the FDA so they can test it, and it comes above the requirement. So he is one phenomenal man. You know, Dr. Wallach is the one that sued the FDA 7 times and won because he discovered the omega-369 is good for the heart and brain. Of course, you know, certain things that they don't want us to know about, they want to keep it a secret. So he had to sue them about folic acid. And he said, could you imagine? For 2 years, they wouldn't give the permission to say folic acid helps with preventing birth defects. He said, you know how many babies we could have saved from having birth defects? Had they released that at the time he sued and he won? 2 years they sat on it. So right now he has a lawsuit in for lycopene because everybody knows lycopene in the tomatoes helps with the prostate cancer. So he has that lawsuit going. He has to take his own money and sue the FDA. He sued them for selenium. Selenium reduces prostate cancer 89%. It reduces breast cancer 69%. He had to sue for that so that we can tell people how the products are going to help them. So this is a wonderful company, this Youngevity, and it has the quality and it has all the reasons because we have naturopathic doctors and we have food scientists, so we get results. We get quick results, even people waiting for knee replacement. He says, give me 90 days. I'll regrow your cartilage. I'll regrow bone. So we're getting success with that. We're getting success with
diabetes. How is that done?
High blood pressure.
How is that
done? I didn't
hear
you, sorry.
How can you reconstruct the bone by taking the products? That kind of seems high-fetched. How is that? What do you take for that?
It's happened in my body even as we speak. The glucogel regrows the cartilage, and the calcium helps to regrow bone. Now, he did an experiment, and he proved it at Harvard, and they did it, and they proved it. What they did, they did their cartilage from the chicken. They would grind it up and feed it to 90 patients. This was a 3-month study. And all of the clients regrew cartilage. And then they call it, oh, well, this is a drug. Chicken cartilage regrows cartilage in human beings. He has done work with animals, and he has cured over 900 diseases, so he knows the formulas that work. So you put that glucogel in your body, and you drink calcium, and it will regrow the bones. Now, we have one athlete, Theo Ratcliffe. He used to play for the Portland Blazers, and
right.
He had an injury catching a ball. He broke his wrist. And they said, well, you can't play anymore because you have so many injuries. Your knees are bad. Your hips are bad. And he went to Dr. Wallach. And Dr. Wallach put him on a protocol, regrow the bones. Within 6 months, he was able to play. And he signed contracts for over $130 million because he was able to play for 12 more years. After the doctors for the team had said to him, you have to retire. You can't play anymore. Too many injuries. So Theo Ratcliffe today is a big spokesperson for Youngevity because he knows what the product can do. Andrew Young was waiting to replace both knees, And his son said to him, I heard of this guy, Dr. Waller, give him a try. Andrew Young still plays tennis up to today because he listened and he followed the formula and he didn't have to replace his knees. So it regrows. It regrows.
Very interesting. Well, we've had, I'm talking to Eloise Frazier, who's sponsoring Hot Topics from the Soul today with 90 for Life Longevity Products. And you can visit my website, www.valforlife.com. That's www.valforlife.com. And email this to someone because, as I always say, you know, Hot Topics from the Soul is a lifeline to the community, and you can save and extend a life. Also, Eloise, you have some other things that you have going on, and there's a website that they can go to of yours to find out what products they may need for their symptoms. How do they get that?
Yes, if you have a diagnosis from the doctor, like you have diabetes, high blood pressure, whatever is the diagnosis, you can go to my website. It's long. It's findmyminerals.com/90/Eloise Frazier. That's findmyminerals.com/90/Eloise Frazier. And you put in your information, you put in whatever your diagnosis is, and the website will process it, and then it will tell you what minerals you're deficient in. It will send me an email that you visited, and then I'll call you and said, well, this is what it says. These are the products that are recommended. This is how you will take it, and you will get your results as long as you get on the products, because we know that the products work. We have testimonies. We have seen people heal from the products, so they're all good, and they work. So that's findmyminerals.com/90/Eloise Frazier, and you'll get some results.
Also, Eloise, what's your email address for them to connect with you if they get twisted up and can't get your website? How can they email you?
My email is theeloisefrazer@hotmail.com. theeloisefrazer@hotmail.com.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And those of you that are listening, thank you so much for joining in for this half hour of Hot Topics from the Soul. I guess next week I'll have my special guest, Javen Campbell. He was supposed to be the guest for tonight's show, but we went on and did this one here with Eloise Frazier, giving you some hot topics on your body and how to keep you living here 90 for life, 90 plus for life, because I intend to be ticking for a long time. And those of you that are in the Baltimore area, there's a two-day training August 17th and 18th. At the Doubletree in Annapolis, Maryland, with Les Brown. If you want further information regarding that, you can contact me at 954-724-0900. That's 954-724-0900 for information regarding the speaker training to be held with Les Brown August 17th and 18th in Annapolis. And also, we'll be coming to Memphis, Tennessee. Dr. DJ Roker is going to be doing a conference there. It will be August 28th to the 31st, and I will be speaking at that conference along with Les Brown and also Dr. Mike Murdoch and Alan McDougall. And hopefully we'll be able to get Dr. Wallach there to that conference there in Memphis. So if you want further information about those dates, you can email me at soultopics@gmail.com. That's soultopics@gmail.com. And you may also call me at 954-724-0900. Thank you so much for joining, and have a great evening. Thank you, Eloise Frazier, for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Parker, for the opportunity.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.